The Tadpole's Gratitude. Chong was a county official. One day, he went out on a tour of inspection. He was passing through some rice paddies when suddenly thousands and thousands of tadpoles rushed to the side of the road. They wiggled and squirmed. They lifted their heads to look at Chong. How odd. It almost seems like they're pleading for something, Chong said to his secretary. Yes, you can practically hear them crying out. Chong decided to investigate. He got out of his chair. The tadpoles got excited. They started swimming in a certain direction. Then they stopped every few feet to look back, just like a dog trying to lead a person on. Stranger and stranger, Chong thought as he splashed through the paddy after them. Then he stopped with a gasp. Three corpses were lying in the water in the center of the field. He pulled out his sword, but there was nobody in sight but the men who were with him. He looked at the corpses. His secretary cried out, "Look, sir, one of them is still alive." Chong was a powerful man. Without waiting for help, he pulled away the two corpses and dragged the third man to the side of the field. He was still breathing, and his heart was beating weakly. "We got here just in time. Much later, and he'd be dead." Chong immediately called for some hot broth. Before long, the man revived. He thanked Chong profusely. But Chong was more interested in finding out what had happened. The victim told him, "I run a little store. I was on my way back from collecting a bill. I saw two men in front of me heading for the market. These guys here. I asked them what they had to sell, and they said fresh tadpoles. Some people like to eat those, as Your Honor knows." "But, Your Honor, I am a Buddhist. I do not believe in killing animals to eat. I prefer to set animals free. I had just collected a bunch of money, so I made a deal with those guys. I asked them to sell me their tadpoles, and I would set them free. They said, 'Okay, but the water here is shallow. If you let them go here, somebody else will just catch them again. There's a pond over there in that grove. Let's go set them free there.' But we didn't realize that two bandits had seen me collect the money, and they were following me. Before we could get to the pond, they attacked us with knives, and that's the last thing I know, Your Honor." Chong said, "They must have killed the other two, so there wouldn't be any witnesses. When did this happen?"
"Not long ago, Your Honor."
"Then they can't be far."
Chong sent out his men. In a short time, the thieves were caught. Chong returned the money to the businessman, and the bandits were charged with robbery and murder. Chong never forgot that even a tadpole loves its life and can show gratitude.